Phew. We always be on each other, Ryan.
Mildred looked concernedly at Dean.
I know someone who might just about fall down if he isn't gotten back to where he can rest and have something hot and sweet to drink.
Yeah. Fact is, Mildred, I reckon we could all follow that idea.
Jack washed the cut in his scalp, where a piece of flying glass had slashed him. Mildred checked the wound carefully to ensure that there were no splinters left in it. Dean was unhurt, other than the temporary damage to his hearing, which started to gradually return. The rest of the friends took the opportunity to replenish water supplies and ready some of the food to take with them. Ryan found himself in the larder area with Trader.
I told you.
What'd you tell me this time?
California, Western Islands. I said that was probably where we'd landed up.
So?
So you said Yellowstone and the hot springs and stinking fountains up there.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, traitor.
The older man shook his head, pointing his finger at Ryan.
Times I wish that... What's his name? Abe? Yeah, Abe. Times I wish he'd never tracked me down like he did.
It was 'cause he cared.
Cared? You think that means shit to me, Ryan? After all the long years we rode the blacktops together, you think that caring means anything? Caring means weakness.
I thought that once, when I lived in Fall with you. I believed it because you said it. Like I believe most everything you told me. Since I've been away from your shadow, I realize that not everything in Deathlands is like you said.
Like what?
Look, I don't want this to turn into a falling out. I owe you too much for that. Just that your view of the world is your view. Now I see that a man has to have his own view, or he's not a man at all.
Yeah. I guess there's something in that, all right. The thing I find hard is that you're in charge here, not me.
The wheel turns.
Trader grinned and patted Ryan on the arm.
Now you'll tell me what goes around comes around.
I thought about it. Time to move on.
Dean had most of his hearing back, but Christy noticed that the boy was tending to keep a little closer to Ryan than usual. They gathered together near the main entrance. JB had been with Abe to check out the ruined remnants of the games room, making sure that the small fire started by the implode grins hadn't caused any damage. Now he stood with his hand poised over the control panel by the side of the big sec door that would open onto the outside world. The stench of sulfur was much stronger, as was the salt smell of the sea.
Ready?
Yeah. Full red, everyone.
JB pressed 352 on the coded set of buttons. After a moment, Ryan gestured for JB to stop the door. He peered out through the narrow gap, while the others waited silently.
What? Anything out there, boy?
A lot of sea. Looks like we might be on the remains of an island. I can see a blacktop that runs clear into the ocean. No sign of life. Open her all the way up.
The sector finally rolled all the way open, and everyone could see what Ryan had glimpsed. As a result of the nuke cost, the Pacific Ocean had swallowed up what had once been the coast of California. In places, it had rolled in for well over 100 miles, right up to the foothills of the Sierras. In others, where the cliffs were higher, the effect had been less intense. But the quakes and volcanic action that had followed, both during and after the long winters, had changed the shape of the Golden State beyond all recognition. A map of what remained of California now would bear little resemblance to what had been there before. Ryan and his friends emerged, blinking into the bright sunshine. The blacktop, which must once have provided the route in and out of the secret redoubt, wound down the side of a broken cliff for about 350 feet before disappearing beneath the rolling white breakers of the ocean. It wasn't possible to see how big the island was, if indeed it really was an island. The crest of the rocks above them towered another 200 feet high.
Someone should go up there and take a look around. Find out the lay of the land all the way about us.
Trader looked at Ryan.
I'll go do it.
How come?
Rather go on my own, but thanks, Abe. A good stiff climb will shake some of the jelly out of my old legs after sitting around.
Sure. We'll wait here. No point in going down to the water if there's a better way.
Trader set off, Armalite slung over his shoulder, climbing nimbly among the sharp crags, watched by the others. He made good progress for the first 150 feet, then began to slow.
Should've let me go. Old bastard won't face up to being older than he thinks he is.
Nobody else spoke. Doc sat down, leaning his back against a guano-smeared rock, fanning himself with his hand.
Upon my soul, gentles all, the odor of sulfur is devilishly overwhelming. Would that I had a pomander studded with cloves to remove the stench. It is worse than the Jakes of Eastcheap in the midst of a visit to the court of good King Cholera.
You're talking nonsense, Doc. I swear, I can't tell how much of it's under your control and how much is plain gibbering madness.
Doc bowed to Mildred, the wind tugging at his silvery locks.
If it is difficult for your perception from outside, Dr. Wyeth, imagine how impossible it is for me from within.
Trader reached the crest, waving both hands above his head. Dean responded to the old man, jumping up and down, waving energetically.
He made it, Dad!
Yeah, so I see. Now all we have to do is wait for him to get all the way back again and report what he's seen.
Don't be bad-tempered, lover. I know the air smells like someone just cut the cheese, but we've landed somewhere fresh. We've pulled through some dangerous narrows, and we should try to relax and enjoy things. Come on.
Yeah, babe, I guess you're right. Too many close calls for my liking. Be good if we really could relax a while. Trader is making better time downhill. We'll see what good news he brings.
Island. Island.
Trader was exhausted. Mildred studied him without letting him notice her attention. He was unnaturally pale, sweating profusely, his fingers trembling. He kept swallowing hard and coughing. Several times he rubbed hard at his left arm with his right hand. His respiration was too fast and too shallow. She guessed that he'd pushed himself a little too hard, proving he was as capable as he used to be.
Big?
No. Mile across at the biggest. Can see what looks like the mainland, but it's...
The force of Trader's cough doubled him over. Jack passed across a water canteen, and Trader drank deeply before carrying on.
Thanks. Where was I?
Mainland!
Right. Could only just see it through a lot of smoke and fog and shit. Must be around 3/4 of a mile from the nearest point of this place.
Any sign of life here or out there?
No. Thought I saw seals to the north. Some pelicans. Nothing much else. No trees or nothing.
Then how do we get over to the mainland?
We don't. No way to go, so here we fucking stay. Looks like it'll soon be jump time again, friends.
Ryan took a chance and split their force in two, taking Dean, Christy, and Jack with him down to the bottom of the old blacktop until they reached the point where it vanished under the waves. Then they headed around the small craggy island in an easterly direction. JB went with Mildred, Doc, Trader, and Abe in a westerly direction. The intention was to meet once again directly opposite the bottom of the old road. The sun was hot, with a temperature up in the high 80s, and the atmosphere was fetid and sticky. A light breeze was blowing, but it came from the far side, where Trader said the mainland lay, bringing the oppressively bitter smells. The going was very hard. Jagged rocks, some of them volcanic, were smothered in sickly orange and green lichens that were slippery to tread on.
Shit, like treading in dead man's guts.
You do have a way with words, don't you, Jack? Whoa!
Christy nearly fell into a deep rock pool, fringed with enormous anemones.
Don't like the look of those. I reckon they've probably got strong enough poison to see off... even Trader.
Ryan didn't join the smiles from Jack and his son. He stopped and stood still on a flat-topped boulder.
Just because Trader and I come close to fighting, it doesn't mean I don't have incredible respect for him and for everything he did. In his own way, he brought a measure of order out of the chaos that was Deathlands 20 or 30 years ago. Barons had to toe the line or he'd drive them under. Trader was truly a great power for good. Despite parts of him, like his cruelty and violence. If there ever was to be written a history of Deathlands, then Trader's name should lead all the rest.
What's Trader's real name, Dad?
A lot of people ask that over the years, son. and not one of them ever got an answer.